too long for an introduction, Cecil.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Too long.
It's not.
Anyway, look, mute that. I can hear myself in my left-hand side. It's unpleasant.
Sorry, I'll turn it off there.
An itch on my flab. Right, well, welcome everybody to the Paul Thatch Diary Podcast 2003. Kick off. Oh, I'm going to have a lager, Seth. Pass me that beer.
Oh, okay. This one.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Ooh. It's Bundhaus. It's German. Vanilla killer.
I got it for you for Christmas.
Got a bottle opener, Cecil.
I'll say bottle. I'll say bottle.
I'm going to get into it.
Ow.
Excuse me, Cecil.
What are you doing?
Hang on, I use my teeth.
Don't use your teeth. Stop it.
What?
Don't use your teeth. That's dangerous.
Oh, hey. There's my pile of presents over there from Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Cecil, you got me a Stormtrooper bottle opener, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Pass it to you.
All right, I'll get it for you, Paul.
All right.
How's that?
Oh, it's beauty. Stormtrooper bottle opener. Oh, in German, it's Flaschenöffner.
I'm not interested.
Got to get into it. It's one of these vacuum packed hard plastic things and I have no scissors. No scissors.
What, let you have scissors?
Oh, you bloody bugger, Cecil.
Sorry, is it difficult?
Get into the shit. Is this your way of making me have a dry January?
Don't be ridiculous.
Come on to me now.
Got all that sherry to get through from Christmas.
Come on to me now. Shit.
Steady,
Cecil. Shit.
You're going very red, Paul.
Come on.
Steady.
Talk amongst yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Cecil. Recount me the tale of your childhood.
Oh, okay. When I was about 6 years old, my mother bought me a small wooden train set, which I set up in the front room in front of the fire. Now my father would, of an evening, help me set up the train.
Got some purchase.
Ow. My mum got jealous and burnt it, essentially, is where I was going with that story.
We're in, Cecil.
Nasty woman. Oh, good.
It's got one bit that looks like a stormtrooper helmet.
Right.
But then that's just separate from the actual bottle opener. And for some reason it says, there's one set for stun on it.
I hope you like it, Paul.
Oh, Lucasfilm's officially licensed.
It wasn't cheap.
How do I open it with this, Cecil? This is awful.
Well,
fucking hell, where'd you buy this shit?
Paul, I'm not grateful.
It's the opposite way around to a bottle opener, so you have to... fuck it. Come on to me now.
Paul.
This is ridiculous. I just want a delicious beverage. Christ alive. That's hard work, Anthony.
Well, something at
least. Indigest? What is that from?
No idea. Is it nice, Paul?
It tastes like Timotei. That's horrible. Oof, that's truly horrible.
Aww.
A pale ale.
Right.
Oh, ugh. Oh, that's disgusting. Beer 52, never bother. What percent is it, Cecil?
Not interested.
They do want to know, Cecil.
No,
they do.
Nobody's interested.
5.4?
Yeah. Right. You really drinking that now?
Tell them what happened in my last week's diary, Cecil, while I...
What?
Struggle with this. Disgusting stuff.
So ungrateful for everything we buy. Well,
sorry.
Hello,
sorry,
ladies and gentlemen. It's currently... 22:48 on the 6th of January. I've got 12 minutes to upload this, Paul.
Why?
If you're going to be in bed by 11 o'clock, like your New Year's resolution supposedly says.
Fair chance.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, last week, in the diary, Paul, obviously it was a new year, new Paul. He had some resolutions. He's going to get married, star in a film role, grow in height, and move out of his parents' home. Will he achieve any of these things in the first week?
No.
No, he didn't. He just sat on his bum eating chocolate. Nothing's changed, Paul. Nothing.
No. Well, why not? Why worry
right,
about
so
it?
So let's get kicked off with 7th of January.
It's about 11:32 a.m. now. Mum and Dad have gone out to see the new erotic gallery at the town hall. I would go, but... well, I hate art, no matter how erotic it is. It's pretentious. I don't want to see a pretentious bosom. Nobody wants a pretentious bosom. So, while they're out, I'm going to try on some of Mum's bras. purely for research purposes, on my chubby man bra system. For man bosoms. Because, you know, they've got to have the support. Why should all the ladies get all the fun? So I'm just going to go try the mum's bras on now. I'll be back in presently. Bye-bye. This is going to sound very strange, but I am Paul Fax, apparently. I've got my own radio station, a mum, Margaret, and a dad, Cecil. They are 64 and 72, respectively. Why am I telling you this? Well, for the reason that I've only just been told this information. And why have I only just been told this information? Well, because I've lost my memory. You see, I was apparently under a bed when Margaret and Cecil, my mum and dad, so they say, sat on the bed to talk, and then they crushed my head. Luckily for me, the person that I was before, I forgot my memory, kept this diary short so it should help me remember who I am. Oh, he's only written 6 days. Doesn't help me very much at all. Guess I'm relying on Margaret and Cecil to tell me about my past self. Ooh.
8th of January.
Well, what a busy day it's been in this 8th of January 2003. I woke up wondering where I was, then I remembered I'd lost my memory. That must be a paradox. I was given a breakfast of a hearty bowl of all bran with semi-skimmed milk. Then after a talk over breakfast, I went to the local job centre to look at... I went to the local job centre to look for a more high-paying job. I had a career audit, and a lovely woman, a Miss B. Gibbons, recommended that I do a course at the local college. So, spurned on with the enthusiasm of a go-getting young man that I am, I walked right all the way over to the college and had to talk about various media-based courses, because I apparently have experience in that field, even though I can't remember any of it, so surely I'm starting from scratch no matter what course I go on. So, I got a load of pamphlets, and I took them home. I'm going to have a think about what media-based course I could go on. Maybe a drama acting course, or a pratfalls lesson, or a mime class or two. I just don't know. I've been speaking to Mum and Dad, and I think there's something wrong with my throat, as it sounds all scratchy and quite odd. Cecil says I swallowed a Lego when I was 6 and it caused damage to my mouth and throat. Not sure that's true. It's Cecil's 74th birthday today. He's 74, apparently. We had jelly and ice cream and cola and watched his Tots TV video. I wonder when he'll get his second childhood.
Yes, that's not true at all. This is Cecil in 2019. My birthday's not in January at all. I don't know why you put that in.
Don't worry about it, Cecil. Let's just come on. Keep up with let's keep the fourth wall at least erected until the end of the reading, and then we can smash that fourth wall down, okay? We're not postmodern, not yet. It's 2003. Let's go back to that date, Cecil.
All right, then. 9th of January.
I got up at 8:30 a.m. I had a shower, and I went to breakfast, and then I vacuumed the house from top to bottom, because this is my normal Thursday routine, so I'm told. When I finished all this, I made the tea, my normal Thursday roast. It seemed very foreign to me, but Margaret and Cecil showed me pictures of myself in front of a huge leg of lamb, and I looked very, very happy. They say I've always loved cooking and cleaning, and that's why I still live at home with my parents, because they say a flat would be too small for me and insufficient for my cuisine and maintenance needs. Fair enough, why not? I don't know why, but when I was following my roast lamb recipe, I had to put butter on the lamb, and I was just sort of rubbing the butter into the lamb leg, and I just sort of got hypnotised and just didn't stop rubbing the butter in. I did it for far too long, like I was in some kind of buttery trance. Don't know why. I probably just appreciate its culinary properties.
10th of January.
An oldish chap came to see me today. I say old, he's about 40, so, you know, I'm 23, 17 years difference is quite old to me. He's called Tony. I didn't catch his last name. He said Margaret and Cecil had told him of my lack of memory, and he's come round to take us on our usual Friday night lads night out, on the tiles lads night type night out type thing. Tony's not got a wife, well, not anymore, and he says he loves to go out drinking. To be honest, I can't say I was comfortable going to the local discotheque. I didn't like the music as much. But as Margaret and Cecil say, well, I hate all music, so you wouldn't listen to it anyway. And that's why apparently I don't have any CDs or cassette tapes about the house. But then while I was out on the night with Tony, he said that he and the lads, whoever they were, wanted to come round and practice some new songs. What did he mean? Huh? Is he in a pop combo? Why would he need me to be there? Don't like music. Even stranger things is the fact that I have the words I have a round head going round and round my head and body all the time. I don't know why. Oh, I like that, Paul. Why is it, Cecil, in this time, this is an aside, dear diary, when I'd lost my memory, that I started referring to things as if I was 80 years old?
What do you
like
mean?
Pronouncing things discotheque and beat pop combo.
I don't know, Paul, you just did, and that's what happened. You went very retro. Maybe your brain just skipped back into something you were comfortable with, and that kind of speech is how I speak. I don't know, Paul. I'm no physician. I can't tell you that. Carry on now.
Sorry.
11th of January.
I slept in till 10 a.m. Oh, it was so late. Then Margaret and me went shopping. apparently I like to shop for clothes and food. Normally I, apparently, don't let Margaret come shopping with me, and I do it all on my own every Saturday morning. For the family, obviously, not just for myself. But as there were special circumstances, Mum showed me round town. Oh, it was lovely. I loved it. I went in to help the aged. I went into the Spastic Society. I went into the post office and a lovely shop called Nixie Plonks. And I bought a small ornament of a mermaid sat on a rock next to a giant thermometer. It's lovely. And in town there was lots of old people. I loved it, absolutely loved it. It seemed very wholesome.
12th of January.
Today I went to church with Margaret. Apparently I do this every Sunday. They have a band. It looked like fun. They had like a real sense of friendship and camaraderie. Sorry. The vicar in the church was a woman. I'm so, so sorry. The vanilla killer's killing me. Sorry, the vicar was a woman. I don't know why, but I seemed quite drawn to her robes, flowing as they were. In the afternoon, after I'd made dinner, done the washing up, done the drying up, done Mum's ironing, and baked some fudge, I can't believe it's not butter for some reason. We all sat round and watched Waiting for God on video. I found it a very funny situational comedy. Very funny and, like my real life, highly relatable.
13th of January.
Today was my first radio station broadcast. I got very nervous, but Margaret and Cecil were there to hold my hand throughout the entire thing. I did a phone-in on, if you could forget one thing from your memories, what would it be and why?
Interesting. Very, very interesting reading there, Paul.
Not sure.
They get... second your 10 minutes. No. That's it, dear diary listeners. That's all she wrote.
Hey, not a she.
As we say, can't believe that's it, Paul.
I know. It's not very long, Cecil. But what can you do? That's all I wrote. like you, sir.
Yes.
Let's do some history from this year. Let's pick a random fact from this week in 2003.
Oh.
Okay. Astronomers at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton have found that the most distant extrasolar planet ogled TR6b by a new technique of observing the intensity of light as the planet's transits its sun rather than by gravitational perturbation. That's interesting, isn't it, Cecil?
I haven't understood a word you just said, Paul. What?
Okay. Fair enough. Right. Right. Well, this week is revelatory, inasmuch as that it is the inspiration for the first episode of the first ever Radio Thax tape. Well, not tape, CD.
CD, yes.
Now, unfortunately, all the CDs were of a very poor quality, both audio-based quality and at physical quality, and they all degraded, and the sound quality...
Paul?
You can't hear a flicking thing. So what are we going to do? I best just turn off now. We're going to stick the first CD, which is episode one, which is about what's just happening now. We're going to put that on after this podcast, but to be honest, I won't bother because its sound quality is just shocking. Everything's got this crackly noise over it.
Yes.
But you never know. You might be able to sit through it. I'm not sure Cecil will. He's already wincing at me.
Yep, not because of that, Paul. Because
all right, then. So I bid you good week and toodle pips. Until next time.
Right. It's not because
I love you.
Pop.
Right. Hello, what? No.
What?
Cocked it. Bye.
Oh, Jesus wept, Paul. Right, sorry, listeners.
What?
There's nothing after this. We're not putting it on after this, Paul. We're putting it out as a separate bonus podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot.
Sorry.
Exasperating idiot.
Oh, so sorry.
So there should be another one after this. Listen to it or don't. Toodle pips.
Bye.